Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Could I call me?
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel.
Hey guys, happy Jersey Thursday. Welcome to It's Happening.
It's
with
happening.
Snooki and Joey. Hi. So mind you, if Joey has a lisp today, he's wearing fake teeth.
I have. Guys, I'm trying hard to not talk funny, but I am. It's my first day.
No, now you're being dramatic with it.
My first day. I'm saying it right. My first day with my new clear aligners. I'm trying to get my teeth straight, and I got Smile Direct Club, which I am loving so far. It's my first day, though, so I'm supposed to have a lisp for a few days to get used to them. It doesn't hurt. It feels like I'm being smothered. My teeth are being smothered.
And he keeps taking it out, and I don't do well with saliva. And there's saliva, and I'm going to die.
It's kind of gross. Because you can't eat or smoke with them?
And you just
or drink.
Did both.
I ate, smoked, and drank. No, I took them out first. But it's my first day. I'm getting my sea legs back.
Perfect. So thank you guys for joining us this Thursday. It's a little sad podcast today because a few people passed away this week.
And someone has cancer.
Yeah, so it's sad. But we're going to keep it upbeat as much as we can.
And True Kardashian is filing for
You're lying.
For new parents.
Go get your wine.
Okay. It's right here. I have it.
So we're going to have some wine and we're going to do the podcast today.
Yes.
So me and Joey did a lot of videos for my YouTube channel today.
Oh, wow.
Ew.
Ew. Did I climax?
That was gross.
Oh, wow.
Ew. So make sure you guys follow me on YouTube. Shout out to Kara. For being the best producer ever.
Yes, Cara Lovello.
That's mine.
Where's mine?
Over there.
Okay, BRB.
So, I guess we'll start with obsessions of the week.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I had one and I totally forgot. What's my obsession this week? Oh my god, I knew it and now I feel like I do this every time. Obsession of the week. Well, my obsession, I guess... Well, this isn't it, but my obsession today is the fact that it's Jersey, and there's a new episode of Jersey Shore tour. So, you guys are going to be very entertained with what's going on.
What happened?
I can't tell you. You have to watch the series.
You can't tease it?
So, you guys are going to enjoy it.
Do you pee in the pool again?
No, that only happened once. So, what's your obsession of the week?
Mine is a form of alcohol.
Shocking.
This Sunday... my friends, Leah and Aaron, their mother's in town, which is kind of like my stepmom, Cheryl Marie Ritland. Cheryl, we call her Chardonnay because she loves drinking Chardonnay and she's wild.
Yeah.
So we call her Chardonnay. Chardonnay and Candace are in town from Florida and Minnesota. Anyway, so we're having a little kiki on Sunday back at the house. So I made some kiki Sunday cocktails. I used a Campari, which is my favorite
obsession.
And I made my version of an Aperol Spritz. Everyone knows Aperol Spritz is all spritzes.
Ew.
So they're all over the place. It's basically champagne. And my version is champagne, vodka, and Campari with an orange slice. It's really drunk. It's really strong. But it's my obsession. They're called Campari Spritzes, but I add vodka to mine. And I've been drinking them. And one of them knocks your dick in the dirt. Like, I only have a couple of them because, you know, I'm on a diet, so I'm not trying to drink as much as I used to. I can have a couple of those because it's...
You were wasted last podcast.
Yes.
But you're not trying to drink as much as you used to.
No, I was drinking vodka. I was drinking vodka, though, and I didn't eat all day.
You were drinking three wines and then a vodka. And now he's drinking wine.
But I do it in moderation. I don't drink during the week. Mm-hmm. Today's a weekday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Okay. My other obsession, as I'm looking at Nicole across the room, I do her makeup for all her videos and stuff, and I have been out of my go-to eyeliner for months now, and I finally got around to the store to go buy it. It's the Stila Stay All Day waterproof eyeliner, their liquid eyeliner in black, in intense black. It is the only thing that makes it look good, and her eyeliner is on fleek today, and I keep looking. I can't believe I did that.
Salinas.
She looks beautiful, but that's the only eyeliner, and I've been obsessed with it. But if you need a liquid eyeliner that you want sharp, razor sharp points,
ooh,
get the Stila Stay All Day. It's the only thing. Hashtag Stila.
Yes.
Hashtag not in an ad.
And I just remembered my obsession of the week.
Is it
so
neat?
We were just talking about this the other day, how I love Cashmere by Kim Zolciak.
Oh, she's on the podcast today too.
So she is in hot water right now, but it reminded me. Love you, girl.
Bye, girl.
So, Kim Zolciak is...
Oh, pardon.
So, she's in hot water this week, but it reminded me that I love her Cashmere line with a K.
What is it, clothes?
No, it's skincare.
She's trying to copy the Kardashians with that K?
Yeah, but it's amazing. I just love it. I put it on every night before bed when I wash my face. It's just like a nice oil. It smells so good.
It's for your face?
Yeah, it's for your face. Why are you talking like that?
Because I have teeth in.
So I love putting it on, and then I love putting it on before the gym, and it's just a good time. So I love Cashmere. So that is my obsession.
Is it just
of
one
week.
Product? Is it oil for your face? Your body?
They have a face wash and I think a mask, but I use just the oil. I love it for my face, and it smells amazing. So shout out to Kim. You're probably going to get fired from that, but it's so good.
Yeah, well, good. So our obsessions this week are... I forgot what that was already. My Campari Spritzes, eyeliner.
And Cashmere by Kim Zolciak.
And my new fake teeth.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's just jump right into celeb gossip.
Yeah, what did she do?
So Kim, what did she do again?
Kim Zolciak told everyone.
No, you're a Housewife fan.
Well, Kim Zolciak, the Housewives.
What?
The Housewives of Atlanta lip and cheek tip reunion was on Bravo the other day, and Andy Cohen hosted it.
You watched it, no?
I did. No. and it was funny because they all got so glamorous for that reunion. Like,
well, they're housewives.
I know, but there's like a certain criteria for housewives. You know what I'm talking about, girls, if you watch it. It consists of, and I quote, some elaborate, crazy-ass fucking gown, as usual, but then the greasy legs. It looks like they just dipped their legs in chicken grease, and then the fucking glitter on their eyes. They all wear bright-ass, crazy, like intense neon glitter all over their eyes on every reunion. It's like a standard you have to do. Now, I used to do Dorinda Medley's makeup for the reunions, and I thought I had to do glitter on the eyes just because it was what everyone did. But of course, they all looked stunning, but like out of control, over the top. I loved Portia's look. Portia had on a crown and a velvet purple. What is it called? Cape. So she looked very regal. Anyway, so they're at the reunion, and Kim's not a real cast member anymore, but she was there to like clear her name because there was all, you know, drama this season. She was like doing cameos in the show. So she was on, and she came on, and I guess, I don't know, her and Nene Leakes are fighting, and they're mad at each other. They used to be friends, and I don't know what they're fighting about. But apparently, who is friends with Kim? Sheree is friends with Kim. Sheree is friends with Kim still. So they were backstage, and her husband Croy was there, Croy Bierman, and they were talking about racism or something. Or Nene Leakes called her a racist, Kim the racist. Now, mind you, Kim's the only white woman on the show. They're all delicious, sexy black women, strong black women, might I add, from Hotlanta. And Kim was on the show, and she was the only Caucasian hoe. And Nene Leakes calls her wig because she wears a wig. And now what happened? She said she's not racist, but then she said something silly.
It just sounded insane, and I'm hoping that she was drunk. Even though if she was drunk, it's not
she was. She was drinking out of a red Solo cup.
Okay, so there you go. She wasn't thinking about what she was saying, and she said racism wasn't there before social media. So social media made racism alive, which is so not true because racism...
Slavery made racism alive.
Racism will always be something. Yeah. Even though we don't want it to, it'll always be something, unfortunately. So she just sounded so uneducated about it. And she's saying, try being around, all these black women while I'm a white woman trying to compete. And, like, they're so loud. And, yeah, she was saying stuff like that. It just, why can't you just call them women? They're women. You don't have to say what race they were. It's just insane. So, Kim, you definitely messed up. And you just got to own your shit and fix it.
Yeah, people get in trouble for saying things like that. She should be smarter.
Same.
I stick with Nene Leakes on this because she's hysterical and I love her. And I also like, I like the rest of the cast. Portia's a friend of ours, a personal friend. We have her phone number, so.
Do you?
You do.
No.
You don't have Portia's number?
Oh, yeah, Portia. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Nene.
No.
I love Portia. She's a hot bitch.
Yeah. So she definitely won the look for me of the Hotlanta Wives reunion because she wore a crown on it.
Oh,
I thought it was sexy.
Oh, we should get Portia on the line.
Text her.
So moving on to some sad
Who news. Do you want to talk to first?
So two celebrities died over the week. Upset.
I know the one.
Two celebrities died. So the
first
Avicii.
One. Oh, right. You know about him. You
yeah.
Talk.
So, I grew up. And when I say I grew up in the EDM music and house music.
Calm down.
It's when I was like 18. So Tim is obviously younger than me.
Who's died Tim?
Avicii. He died at 28. It's a sin. It's so upsetting. It literally broke my heart. Actually, Jenny J. Wow texted me and told me because like we love him so much. So we were heartbroken all day. We were really upset. Shout out to BPM for doing their tribute to him.
That's a magazine. Beats per minute.
No, BPM on SiriusXM. You guys were so amazing on doing his tribute. I think they did it for like 2 days straight, 3 days straight. And it was just amazing taking the callers, like Cascade called in, like all like my favorite DJs called in because obviously they were friends with him. So it was just a beautiful tribute. It's very sad. We don't really know what happened yet.
I think it was health problems. It wasn't drug related as we know right now because he had to retire at 26 because he had kidney or liver problems. And he was very sick growing up. He was very healthy growing up, and he had to always take sabbaticals, like time off work. And
well, supposedly because he was an alcoholic and he was drinking so much that his liver was shutting down.
Oh, so he did have liver problems.
Yeah, so we don't know the cause of it yet, but it's a sad thing. R.I.P. Avicii, Tim, we love you. We love you here at It's Happening. I'm sure a lot of our listeners do.
His music's great.
It's amazing. It's so sad. So rest in peace, Avicii. So sad. And then also
Mini Me, Vern the midget from
the correct term is
little person.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Vern, regardless of what his
he also
titles,
passed.
Vern Troyer from
Do we even know his
Mini Me.
The cause of him?
Yeah, I just read it. It was he was
depressed.
Yeah, but he did his autopsy. So from Austin Powers movies, Mini Me.
Oh, what a sin.
He is very small. And he was drinking, they found like 3 times the alcohol limit for his size when they found him.
Oh, God.
So he was definitely wasted when it happened on the autopsy.
Was alcohol poisoning?
Yes, it could be.
Oh, my God.
I mean, not for nothing. I mean, I'm not a an autopsy person, and I'm not
a medical assistant.
I'm not a physician. But I know that if you're smaller, you can't drink as much as a big person. And he's very small, very small. He's only like a foot tall. And he was wasted. And I don't know if that he poisoned himself or,
No, I'm sure he didn't mean to. He was just probably having a good time. And then that's a sin.
Yeah, he makes Nicole look like King Kong because he's that little. And Nicole's small.
Oh, that's not nice. He passed away.
I'm just trying to get them the scale of how
small
he was.
I think they know who Mini-Me is.
Okay.
So.
Well, now that you know.
That's very sad. So rest in peace to those two. And I'm sure
their movies and music on iTunes are blowing up right now. Isn't that sad when people die that they get all the money, like all the money, and they can't even use the money?
No, but it's good because they're being remembered. So people who aren't even fans of Avicii, now they probably are. So they're always going to live on through their talent.
Oh, yes, yes. I have to say something out. Okay.
What?
I have to tell something. So
Joey's drunk.
With the rise of all things great in life coming back again, i.e. Jersey Shore, Roseanne, fucking
Will and Grace,
Trading Spaces, we saw the first of its kind. Why aren't you drinking?
Our friend Kara isn't drinking. She's fired.
Oh my God, we were talking the wrong end. With that happening, we saw at the second week of Coachella, aka Baychella.
Oh, she performed again.
With Destiny's Child. So, guess what's happening?
What?
They're coming back. It's happening with
who
music.
Said?
It was all over the radio.
Who said that?
Who said that? Michelle Williams was on. It's the other way.
Okay.
Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. You know, the other member of Destiny's Child, not Michelle and Beyonce. She was on a radio show. She goes, well, maybe you got to wait and see. It's a wait and see. So apparently that's going to be the new trend. Groups are going to come back together that were once big, just like old shows.
Oh my God.
And cast members. So Destiny's Child is planning on coming up with another album. I'm calling it now. Baychella was not the last of it. You're going to see it more. I guarantee an album comes out this year. And it's not going to happen just with them. I guarantee all the old ones are going to come back. New Kids on the Block is going to have a new album. Of course, 98 Degrees and Backstreet Boys.
If you guys are 90s kids, you live for this shit. Like, Backstreet Boys is already on tour in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Been there for like almost 2 years now. And they already got renewed for another year. Amazing. 98 Degrees actually is touring right now with Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, they need new music.
I can't make it.
Do they do new music? Is it just old shit?
No, it's old shit, but I don't want new music from them. I want the old shit. Like the amazing stuff.
Destiny's Child, I would like new music.
Oh, yeah. O-Town is on tour. They've been on tour.
Didn't one of those guys
die? I just found this out, yes. But O-Town does tours. And now, now I'm just waiting for NSYNC to come back because that was my number one band.
Well,
and
you know what?
Supposedly, Justin Timberlake
is
too good for them.
But now, when he sees Beyonce do it,
now you see Beyonce coming back, bitch.
Yeah, he'll do it. If Beyonce does it, everyone else will fucking jump on the bandwagon and do it.
NSYNC,
guaranteed.
Oh my God. Can you imagine NSYNC touring? I will shit my pants.
Yeah. Is one of them gay?
Lance Bass.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to blow him. We're friends with him.
So I peed myself at Backstreet Boys. If NSYNC comes back, I will actually shit myself.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like Beyonce, and I want her to perform with those girls again, just so I can make fun of Michelle Williams. I think it's funny.
Okay.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, back to celeb news.
Fancy.
What are you... back to celeb news.
Wait, so we were looking up celeb gossip, and Joey was looking at... Were you on Radar or TMZ?
Yeah, Radar.
The worst websites
ever.
It's
my favorite.
Like, so annoying. And would you show me?
I showed you one of the girls from Teen Mom. She was contemplating driving...
It's not even funny.
It's funny because we say it all the time.
Yeah, it's a joke.
I know. She was contemplating driving into a pole with her daughter, but then she decided it was better not to.
Wait, but is that real?
I'm sure she contemplated it. Isn't she troubled? What's wrong with her?
I know, but if you say that, then I feel like your kid will be taken away.
Oh, maybe.
I think she battles with depression.
No, but every time we say we want to drive into the pole, what was our plan? We have the plan to drop Cecile
off
with a note.
No, but I never say, like, my kids, God forbid.
No, we take them out of the car. No, we take them out of the car, and then we crash the car.
So we do it as a joke.
We want a Thelma and Louise. Like, sometimes we're having a bad day, and we're like, girl, let's just drive off the side of the road.
I was like, let's just end it, and we'll die together.
Yeah.
So
we're morbid.
Joey's like, well, Sissy's in the car. I was like, no, we can
drop her off with a note.
Leave her a note and say, someone take care of my Sissy. And then we just drive off the bridge because we're insane.
But then she did it. I think she's copying us. There's new wine here. Someone brought us new wine. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Simply Naked, Unoaked Pinot Grigio.
All right, so what else is in the news?
Oh, in the news.
What goes on?
True Kardashian?
No, you made that up.
Oh, right.
Well, I know Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, and their three beautiful babies just did a photo shoot together.
They have three babies?
Yeah. They have Saint,
North, and Chicago.
And Chicago. And they all look the same. They're so gorgeous. And they just released a family photo shoot together, and they look amazing together. Oh, that's such a beautiful family. And I never knew, like, Kanye was attractive, but when he's with that family, he looks attractive. Like, he was always cute, but he was never stunning like Kim.
Does he still have those
They all look stunning
does
together.
Does he still have blonde hair?
No.
I'm fucking you up. Can you go on your phone?
Sure.
And see what's happening?
What did you do this week?
Oh, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking for a house.
No, we usually catch up on what we did this week.
Okay, this week I've been looking for an apartment like a crazy homeless lady. I've been looking everywhere. So if you have any leads on great New York City Upper East Side apartments, let me know. I'm not buying it. I'm renting it. I'm not that rich. And I've been like in hell. So I've been going through realtors. There's one realtor who's hot. His name is Jimmy. And I met him on the internet. And I also knew him from like going to Tiki Bar down the shore. And he's a male model. And he's on, oh, is that, whose snurb is that? He's a male model on Instagram. Anyway, he's a great realtor. So he's been taking me around. We've been looking at places. And it's kind of like that show, not Trading Spaces, House Hunters, where like you find like three houses. Like right now, I'm between three houses that I saw. Three apartments, pardon. So one of them is tiny, but it has this gorgeous backyard. In New York City, that's unheard of. So it has a really great, beautiful backyard, which is unheard of. But, you know, you have to take...
You said it twice already.
You, fuck off. You have to take, you have to take... There's good parts and bad parts. So this part, the good part is it has a gorgeous backyard and the kitchen's pretty big. The bad part is it's like one room studio and it's like my bed would be like right next to the couch and within like feet of it. So it's like tiny, but it has a backyard. So that's the one. Then the second one is... a bigger room that has a balcony and it's an elevator building on the, like the, some high floor. And it has, a balcony, no dishwasher in the kitchen. But it's a little bit bigger than the other one. And then there's a third one, which is a one bedroom that's separate. So your bedroom would be in a separate room. But it has a dishwasher and, but it's like older and the windows in the bedroom are weird. So I don't know if I would be able to put an air conditioner
in. This is very riveting.
No, it is. So I have to pick out which house to pick. Plus, I'm going to see some more. So I've just been in like real estate hell trying to find a place. But I know it'll all eventually work out and I can make anything look cute and it'll work out in my favor. But I've been like busy trying to find a house because I have to leave for Russia in a couple weeks and, you know, I have to hire movers and pack and do all this other shit. It's not easy to move. So I've been really stressed out about it.
But the good thing is it's spring cleaning, so I feel like everyone's, yes, like cleaning their house and like dealing with that stress. And it's also fun. So if you guys are spring cleaning, so am I. My next job is to get rid of some clothes because I always get rid of my clothes during the spring and I give it to Salvation Army or like wherever I need to donate it. And once Joey moves in, I'm going to help him redecorate on a budget.
Into your house?
In your house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love a bargain, and I love doing DIY things, and Nicole's great at that. She had a whole show based on it. It was called Flipper Dip.
Flipper Dip?
What was it called?
Shore Flip.
The Shore Flip.
Yeah, too bad it got canceled. Thanks, FYI.
So she had a show called that, and she would make all these decorations. And I already know what kind of style I want. Can I talk to you about it?
Sure.
Me and Nicole were in LA.
I love New York.
And we're sitting there in the London having drinks, and I've always been obsessed with this.
Oh, you're drunk rambling. It's happening.
Okay. Remember the velvet green we saw? And you told me no.
Joey wants to do velvet green.
Just like a touch of it, like on a chair somewhere.
It's no, you made it sound like your theme was velvet green.
No, just a touch of it with brass, gold, and I'm like on gray and white as my base.
Why don't you do like a nice like dark blue?
Because I was going to do navy, yeah. So it's between navy or dark green. So gray and white are my bases. And then I have brass as my accent metal, so like gold, and then I want to add like a flare color in there, and I was going to just like emerald green or a navy blue. I don't know, but we'll see. But I also want lots of plants. That's why I like that outdoor space, because there's like a whole garden. I can probably plant vegetables. Who knows?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, so back to celeb gossip. Abby Lee Miller, as we know, she was in the halfway house because she went to prison for tax evasion. And then she ended up in a halfway house. But now she was she had to get out of the halfway house because she had to go to the hospital. Diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
That's the adenoids, the cancer. So she has that, and so she's in. She had to leave the halfway house, and she's gonna be in the hospital for like a month. So they're probably saying, "Girl, poor thing, just stay in this hospital. Forget about having to go back." And she goes, "This is worse. Being in the hospital, cancer is worse than being in a halfway house. I think we can all agree that."
Do you know what stage it is?
I can't even pronounce it. I don't know. But she looks very skinny in the pictures.
So what is a halfway house?
It's like a place
when you stay there with other criminals.
Yeah, but you can't like go home, but you can live in a house and like.
It's like house arrest.
Kind of, but
like, you have more freedom than jail. Obviously,
it's more freedom than jail, but you still you have to like report. You have to sleep there every night. I guess you can go out and go to work and stuff.
You can like go to the mall.
I think so.
I would get drunk and then come back wasted.
I don't think you can drink and do wild things like that. They probably have like an ankle bracelet of some sorts on.
Or you have to probably get drug tested and alcohol tested.
Yeah, probably. But it's like better than like being in the prison. Like, at least you get to live in like a real house. It's a half of a house. It's a halfway house. And so she may not have to go back to the halfway house. I mean, just get the jiggers up. Leave the poor girl alone.
Well, that's a very sad news. So we are so sorry, Abby Lee, for you having to go through that.
Yeah, quick recovery, girl.
What a sin. All right, so moving on.
So tonight, Nicole's been making fun of me all day because I'm very excited. I'm going to a gala tonight. Is it gala or gala?
It's gala.
Oh, I'm going to a gala tonight for City Harvest, and that is a charity that like feeds the homeless and gives them food and stuff and shelter.
Amazing.
Whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but something good. And I'm going with my friend Leah because she gets tickets to this fancy event because she works for a big fancy company, and her company buys a table, and the table's like lots of money. I don't know how much it is, but you get to dress up and like wear little evening gowns and suits and stuff. Oh, suits and stuff.
Ew.
And Chrissy Teigen
is... You're not cool.
Chrissy Teigen is going...
She doesn't know you.
What if she says hi to me?
She won't, because I tried to say hi to her and she was too good for me.
She was?
Yeah.
No, Spencer Pratt said hi to her on Snapchat the other day. He saw her out like on the street and stalked her, and he like ran up to her and said hi.
Well, maybe she's nicer now.
Well, she has a baby now. Hopefully she'll say hi to me, but she'll be there tonight getting honored. So I'm going to try to like, you know, see if it'll happen. And next week I'll have a story about me going up to Chrissy and trying to be friends with her. And I'll
Can put you flower bomber?
Yeah. I'll put it on my... So check my Snapchat. And see if you see any like any stories from it. I probably won't post it until tomorrow because I'll be drinking. But yeah, so stay tuned to my Snapchat. But I'm going to try to become friends with Chrissy Teigen tonight and
right,
just tell
be,
her
go do a podcast with her then.
Fuck off! I'm going to tell her all about the charity work I do with the community.
What charity work do you do?
Well, I fed.
We fed a bird today.
We did. We gave it a bagel and we added panko.
We gave it a bagel, crunched up bagels and panko because I have a bird's nest in my wreath that I really want to change my wreath because it's Christmas, but I can't move it because there's four eggs in my freaking wreath. So I don't want to scare the mommy bird away. So we
and
ended
she's
up.
She's bougie because she lives in this rich neighborhood. So we wanted to give the birds an option. So we added panko breadcrumbs for a little crunch and
with
texture.
Mm-hmm. With a bagel bread.
Yeah.
And she didn't eat it, the little bitch.
Oh. What a nightmare. And when I got here today, Nicole couldn't, if you want to, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it, but like if Nicole was about, wanted to get robbed, she could have. I drove up here. Both her car doors were wide open. The garage door was wide open. And
I
then the door
this morning.
And the door into the house was wide open. So I walk in and I could have stolen, her purse was in the car and her birth control alarm was going off in the driveway. So as I drove up, I said, are you fucking kidding? I thought she was dead in the house somewhere. I said, what the hell happened, Nicole? And she goes, oh, hey, girl. And I walk in and she is guns ablazing, carrying potted plants around and wreaths and all this shit. She goes, I got the bug. I got bit with the bug, the spring fever. I wanted to redecorate. She goes, Joey, move this couch. She's moving couches and putting flower pots up and ferns. And she's so excited when she got home with her ferns from the store. She didn't even shut her car door. I'm not even sure the car door was running or not. Nicole, you could have gotten everything stolen.
I was so excited for my ferns.
The kids were at
that's
school.
That's when you know I'm old.
The kids were at school, thank God, but I knew exactly what happened. She didn't even take her purse out of the car. She just ran out and started redecorating. Moving couches, we had to like take mirrors off the wall, and she's like putting flower pots. She has a spring bug, and she's been redecorating all day.
Now, if you guys get it, you have your own house, and like you're old like me. Once you start redecorating, and like you get that itch to like move everything, it just happens. So I left my front door open, my garage door open, my kitchen door open.
Perishables in the car. I had to take out turkey burgers.
I just ran with my ferns and started redecorating my outside.
She's taking pictures, sending them to Gianni. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, oh, but then she has two asshole Christmas wreaths because there's a bird nest in it, so we can't take them.
Oh
off.
God, the freaking bird. But I don't want to be a dick and like
if you move
the
it, they'll, she'll never find the kids again.
I know. So I still have Christmas wreaths on my door and everything else is spring. So that's that.
Yeah. So how's my diet has been going great this week, but I have not. Oh, you know what? People yell at us. They don't like when we talk about diets. Did you read that?
I told you.
Everyone's saying, stop talking about being skinny. So whoever you wrote to me, I did see it. They said, stop talking about losing weight and
that's
and
all you talk about.
Healthy eating.
That's all you talk about. I told you you're boring.
Okay. Well, I'm also moving. Oh, there's settlements in my glass.
All right, so that's the show today.
Yeah, sorry guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this one.
Yeah, Joey's on a
little
run.
You little fucks.
Oh my God. You're
imagine?
Drunk.
Oh, and thank you for all the cameo requests I've been getting. I've been able to pay my rent this month. If you want me to give you a personal shout out, go to bookcameo.com and look for my name, Mr. P79.
Kurakumi. You're paying for his rent. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
All right, so make sure you watch Jersey Shore tonight at 8 on MTV. It's going to be a good time. I will be live tweeting, so be on Twitter with me. Ask me questions, I'll answer anything, and we love you. See you next week.
Bye, girl.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.